Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear the word which the Lord Jehovah speaks to you, O house of Israel. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, do not learn the way of the heathen, ungodly. And do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, because the heathen, ungodly nations, are dismayed at them. Because the customs of the people are vain. Because one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman, with the axe. They cover it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it not move. They are upright as the palm tree, but do not speak, they must be carried, because they cannot move. Do not be afraid of them. Because they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Because there is no one like you, O Lord Jehovah, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of nations? Because to you it belongs. Because as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. But they are altogether crude and foolish, the stump is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread onto plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workman, and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But the Lord Jehovah is the true God, he is the living God, and an everlasting king, at his wrath, anger, judgment, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to live with his indignation. This is what you shall say to them. The gods which have not made the heavens and the earth, even they will perish from the earth, and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he speaks his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings with rain, and brings forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is beastly in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. Because his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, and the work of errors, in the time of their visitation they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them. Because he is the maker of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. Is his name. Gather up your wares out of the land, O you who live in the fortress. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Surely, I will sling out those who live in the land at this once, and will distress them, that they may find it so. Woe is me because of my pain. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken, my children have gone forth from me, and they are no more, there is no one to stretch forth my tent any more, and to set up my curtains. Because the pastors have become brutish, ungodly. And have not sought the Lord Jehovah. Therefore they will not prosper, and all their flocks will be scattered. Indeed, the noise of the bruit. Ungodly. Has come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, and a den of dragons. O Lord Jehovah, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord Jehovah, correct me, but with judgment, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury upon the heathen. Ungodly nations. Who do not know you, and upon the families who do not call on your name, because they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his house desolate.